now the story of two neighbors, one a prestigious performing arts conservatory, the other an international leader in contemporary music education. And despite the saying that good fences make good neighbors, these two believe that removing the fence will make them better music and performing arts educators. And we're talking about the Boston Conservatory and Berklee College of Music and their plans to merge. They recently signed a memorandum of understanding to do so, and the governing boards of both schools have approved plans to join forces. Joining us now are the presidents of both schools, Roger Brown of Berklee College of Music and Richard Ortner of the Boston Conservatory. Welcome to both of you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here, Anthony.
Good to be here indeed.
Well, really fascinating. There's this idea about this great divide between the contemporary music education that Berklee provides and the conservatory training offered at the Boston Conservatory. So what's the value in crossing that divide? In other words, why merge? Let me start with you, Richard Ortner.
Well, first of all, we believe that our students have crossed that divide and continue to cross it virtually every week. They don't see the artificial boundaries that were created between classical music and popular music in the last 150 years, say. We see this in the work that they do together all the time. We're really picking up on, I think, an idea that's been in the air for us for some number of years. It's a happy accident of history that these two schools, ours, the Boston Conservatory, approaching its 150th anniversary, excelling in classical music and dance and theater, especially musical theater, and Berklee, a younger institution, but specializing in all of the uniquely American musics first, and now in global musics. And it's precisely that breadth of perspective that we want to offer our students.
So, Roger Brown, let me get your perspective. What does Berklee get out of this?
Well, you know, one of the things I take pride in is getting to know our students and trying to follow what their career is like when they leave Berklee. And a person who chooses to pursue music or dance or music theater is a fearless and courageous person, and the world they're entering is very uncertain. So I want to do whatever is possible to improve their chances of success. So if a performer in the jazz or popular or hip-hop or Latin music domain has some additional choreography and movement and that helps them have a breakthrough, that's fantastic. If Berklee attracts a classically trained musician who wants to be a film composer and some of the work they could do at the Boston Conservatory helps accelerate their career, that makes sense to me. And as Richard said, the media is converging. You know, you rarely listen to music anymore. You watch music. In fact, I think YouTube consumes about a third of the bandwidth of all the internet usage in the United States of America. And a lot of that is music. But people are watching it, so you need choreography and movement to accompany your music. So I guess at its core, we've asked ourselves, what could make us better institutions that would create more success for our students? And we firmly believe that coming together could do that.
Richard Ortner, you know, if I understand correctly, when a student gets accepted to the Boston Conservatory, he or she gets accepted as a dancer or as an actor or as a musician, and then they follow a pretty rigid conservatory curriculum in their specific field. So how might this change once the students have access to the Berklee curriculum as well?
Well, I think conservatories all over the country have been struggling with exactly that question, how to provide students of today who were born with these devices in their hands and who spend a third of their time communicating via these devices, how to provide them with the kind of digital and audio and video and internet platforms that their new careers and the new kind of art forms that they're exploring require. Obviously, Berklee has long expertise in precisely those things. And we're hoping to kick down enough doors between the schools to enable students in both schools to share an environment that takes the best of all of that and allows them, as Roger said, to move forward in an unparalleled way.
What about bringing together different institutions with different cultural traditions and different size? Berklee has 4 times more students than the Boston Conservatory, an endowment 20 times as big. Well, so let me stick with you, Richard Ortner. I mean, how much autonomy is the conservatory going? Is it going to give up autonomy in this merger?
I think in terms of certain institutional priorities, sure, there's some loss of autonomy. But Roger and I and our boards have been discussing this deeply. And the conservatory will pretty much operate and look and feel like the conservatory for some time, only on steroids, only better.
And it'll be called the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley.
That's correct. That's what right. we have in mind.
Right. Well, what's your take on this, Roger Brown?
Well, my take is even within the conservatory, the culture of the dance program is very different from the music theater program, is very different from the music program. And within Berkeley, our electronic production and design major is quite different from our music therapy major. So we're used to having ecosystems within a larger institution where cultures are different. Part of the art of doing this merger will be to allow the cultures to be independent and autonomous where they should be, but having the good sense to integrate those things where, again, it will make it a better school for the students. So that's part of what we're working on now and why the board approved this in advance of a final announcement. Let's make sure we know how to do it.
Yeah.
So we're getting faculty and alumni and student input, and we're trying to make sure that we have a good plan. We know that mergers are hard to do, and cultures are different, and the conservatory has a proud, almost 150-year-old history. We want to honor that, but at the same time, I think both of us are focused less on their 150-year history and our 75-year history, and more like what are the next 75 or 150 going to be like?
Well, you mentioned the challenges of mergers. In fact, just earlier this month, Salem State University and Montserrat College of Art in Beverly ended their efforts to merge. We don't know all the reasons why, but what kinds of I mean, you must be thinking about the challenges. I mean, mm-hmm. Richard Ortner, what keeps you up at night about the, what particular challenge occurs to you?
Well, I think the challenge of integrating some of our coursework is the big one that's on the table. Mm-hmm. I think the challenges of understanding each of us what the contact hour requirements of the different educations that we provide are. As you mentioned earlier, students arrive at the conservatory as a dancer or an actor or a musician. Students arrive at Berkeley as a Berkeley student and don't declare a major until their third semester, choosing from among the four disciplines, broadly speaking, that are on offer there. So they are very different on the way in. Our audition procedures are very different. But that said, can we benefit from Berkeley's very robust network of international partners and the platform for recruitment that they use internationally? You bet we can.
Yeah. Now, you said, I came across an interesting quote. You've said, we are who we are because we do what we do the way we do it. And I'm curious what you mean by that. And if that sort of, that just sounds like such a, we know who we are and we always have and we always will. But it seems like you've got to sort of think differently about that now.
No, I think that this is one of the things that moves us into the future, actually. That's a reductive statement about mission. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that the faculty own curricular decisions and the faculty own admissions standards. But beyond that, they are the ones who are thinking creatively about what the careers of the future look like. I do believe that this merger, should we be able to make it happen, will be led by students and faculty. They will be the ones 2, 3, 4 years from now who are telling us what they want mm-hmm. out of this newly rich environment.
Right. Now, when you say should you be able to make this happen, what does that mean? Because it seems like you guys have signed a memorandum of understanding. Your governing boards have basically said, yeah, this is a good idea. Aren't we? Isn't this sort of set to go and loaded?
I'd say we're engaged, and the date has been set, and we're selecting the flowers. But I think the conservatory board has to ultimately feel like Berkeley will respect their traditions and invest in their future, and the Berkeley board has to feel like that's an investment worth making, mm-hmm. and that we wouldn't be better off to try to create these programs independently on our own. But we're going to have a music theater and a dance program one way or another. In my view is, wouldn't it be better to turn to our adjacent neighbor, which has the number one ranked dance, contemporary dance program in the country and one of the top music theater programs in the country? Wouldn't that be a faster path to having world-class programs than trying to reinvent the wheel right next door? So I think each board needs that comfort, but we wouldn't have announced this if we didn't think we were pretty likely to be walking down the aisle together.
Sure. In the press release, you describe the potential merger as a visionary response to the rapidly evolving needs of 21st century artists. So I want to ask you both sort of this idea about the 21st century artists and how he or she operates mm-hmm. and how her needs are evolving. Roger Brown, I'll start with you.
Well, the 21st century artist is an entrepreneur, whether he or she knows it. Mm-hmm. They need to have a social media presence. They need to generate fans. The old model for a musician was you go play showcases and you hope a record label executive sees you and signs you, and then they take care of all that other stuff. Sometimes you hate what they tell you to do, but often it works. The new model is you don't get a label's interest until you have millions of YouTube followers, until you can book shows on your own that sell out. And I look at some of our recent alumni as examples that, you know, the number one song in the United States, and in fact, 94 countries around the world for about 18 weeks, was a Berklee alum from 2 years ago. He didn't know a lot about choreography and movement, but you watch what he does now, and he has figured that out. So I think helping students think about their social media presence, how they use visuals to support what they do, how they use movement and choreography, and then should you even go for a label deal, or do you want to be an independent entrepreneur? Another thing we're seeing at Berklee is the marriage while they're students of managers with producers and engineers and artists. And that's another thing I think we can bring to the conservatory. We have a music business department, and those young people can pair up with an exciting small ensemble from the conservatory, and they can blast out of school as a unit and start booking gigs and making money as artists right away.
Mm. And that is indeed the future that classical musicians are looking for as well. The 21st century artist in the classical realm, today they are ensembles like Eighth Blackbird and So Percussion and The Knights from Brooklyn. This is the way music is being made today by our students. We hope there will always be a Boston Symphony Orchestra and a Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, but the digital platforms of today are disintermediating, if you will, mm-hmm. the need for these large institutions. It is the entrepreneurial musician, dancer, actor, who's the artist of the future.
All right. Well, that's Richard Ortner. He's president of the Boston Conservatory, and Roger Brown, president of Berklee College of Music, talking about a merger of these two great Boston institutions. Gentlemen, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you.
In. It's
thank
really,
you.
Really interesting. Listeners, stay with us. Still ahead, we have a tour, a collection of letters, sketches, and photographs from John Singer Sargent, recently given to the MFA. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.